Hello.
Welcome to a bonus. I have the worst. I cannot do accents. It's a bonus episode. Nope.
Should we start that over?
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
It's a freewheeling bonus episode.
Bonus.
I'm Bethany.
I'm Kathleen.
I'm wearing a bra as a shirt.
I'm liking it. And I only know that it's a bra because I have the same one.
It's from Outdoor Voices.
I folded mine up and put it in the drawer this morning.
Yep.
In the drawer of things that no longer fit me and I might want to think about giving them away, but it looks amazing on you.
Thanks, man. Is yours blue too?
It is. It's the same color. It's the same everything. Honestly, now that I'm seeing you wearing it,
I
might do it. Yeah.
You have great shoulders.
It's like real life Pinterest looking at you because it's giving me outfit inspiration.
It's too hot today. We're recording this on a day in which it is like 93 degrees out with full humidity because apparently everyone hates us and they want us to sweat.
That's why I'm wearing my yoga pants with the mesh panel up the sides.
Totally.
Extra breathing room.
Yeah, this one has a little cell phone pocket too, right?
It doesn't. I put my Subway card in my cell phone pocket.
Oh, that's good.
So easy to access.
I love it. Ooh, citizen app notification.
Oh, what's going on in the neighborhood?
Someone was assaulting someone.
Mm.
And they have a pink hat that is on backwards. And they are running from cops. Happened right near us.
Pink hat. Can I tell you, I'm not going to be using my scale anymore to weigh myself. Can I tell you how I'm gauging my fitness from now on?
Yes, please.
When I'm sitting on the toilet.
Yes.
I take both of my palms and then I put them over, like, you know, like my belly area.
Yeah.
And then I just jiggle a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, push my fingers into the folds of my stomach.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm gauging my fitness from now on.
And when
I'm sitting on the toilet.
And what will you feel? What is the feeling that's telling you if you're fit or not fit?
I don't know. If it's, like, a little bigger, a little smaller.
Okay.
Less folds.
All right.
Don't bother weighing yourself anymore.
No.
Just when you're on the toilet, just, like, feel your midsection.
Sometimes it's fun to, like, smoosh it around.
Yeah.
Like gack.
I know. I've always wanted a part of my body where I could, like, hide something underneath it.
Like a pencil.
Like, you know,
or
like,
a secret.
You know, like people, they have really full cheeks. So
yeah.
They can store things inside their cheeks and then their face just looks totally normal.
Yes. I'm one of them. I have Norwegian cheeks. We can hide full parcels.
Yes. Yeah. Or people could hide things underneath their boobs. Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
No, I can't.
I've always wanted to do that.
Girls in like middle school were always like, can you put a pencil under your boobs?
Oh, yeah. To see if your boobs are big
and
enough.
I was like, I don't know.
No. I'm thinking about a life in smuggling.
your new career choice.
I'm trying out all different types of careers.
Smuggling in all my parts.
I'm considering criminal activity. I'm considering working for the FBI. I'm considering dog walking.
Yeah.
I saw someone walking a dog today. I think it was their dog. I don't think they were a dog walker. It looked fun.
Yeah, you know it's a good dog walker if they have a belt that has like seven leashes coming off of it. I'm like, you know what you are doing.
I know.
You have a belt. Kathleen, what's on tap for the bonus today?
We have a letter. We have a taste bud who's in distress.
Oh, no, no, no. I hate that.
She says, my name is... I think I want my name to be strong and powerful like a Marvel character or a Game of Thrones warrior.
Oh, I was thinking today a good name for a Marvel character would be like Satania von Diemengland.
Let's just call her Sansa.
Okay.
We'll call her Sansa.
Fine.
I realize that this subject line may be a little bit odd, but I promise it will make sense when you get to the end of this email.
What was the subject line?
Love is a battlefield. Actually, there is a battlefield in my body over love.
That was the full subject line?
She's a comedy writer, this taste bud.
Was there any punctuation?
Sansa. Yeah, there's some dot, dot, dots
okay.
in there.
Cool.
So she emailed us from her work email.
Uh-oh.
So she addressed some of the email to the IT department. If you are in IT and reading this, I hope you're entertained. I probably hired you, so please show some mercy on me. This isn't on company time.
Amazing.
She must work for HR.
Okay.
I'm a longtime listener from the beginning. I literally buy every product that you recommend.
Good. We do too.
Suggest your podcast to any human being that I can, and I truly consider you ladies true friends.
Aw, thank you.
I am inspired by your point of view and honesty and integrity, and you always speak from the heart, and you're so, so, so genuine. I've been writing an email to you in my mind for 2 years now, and I'm finally putting these words to paper, and I cannot keep these thoughts inside.
Okay. She says, this is a long letter, so we're going to tag
team. Is this from Sansa?
She says, I don't know what you ladies can give me. I don't know if you can give advice or provide peace of mind. But if nothing else, maybe there are others that are going through something similar that you can help too. I just want to hear honest thoughts, opinions, feelings from you girls as my friends. I have friends I can talk to, but in this circumstance, I feel it would be impossible for them to be impartial. Here it goes.
I feel I should start by explaining who I am. I come from a big city. I'm the oldest of four, and I'm definitely the black sheep of my family.
Yeah.
I moved to a small town in Ohio for college, and then she writes in parentheses, feel free to make up a faraway land to make it sound mysterious.
That is Ohio.
Ohioville.
Oh, yep.
Ohioville.
The long distant lands of Ohioville.
Ohioville. I was at the ripe age of 19 and a junior in college when I met my first boyfriend. Please give him a name similar to that of the Unsullied or the Dothraki.
The Dothraki. Okay.
We'll call him
Khal Drogo.
Khal Drogo.
Okay.
I met him when I was working a college job as a server. I want to walk you through our love timeline and paint it to be as magical as it was, because it was magical indeed. He taught me so much about myself. I never felt that I belonged anywhere until I met him. And he was just this sweet, small town, down to earth fellow. He was like a hometown hottie. Like, he grew up in a small town. He was the basketball hero. He's literally Nathan Scott.
I don't know who that is.
It's that CW show that wasn't as good as Dawson's Creek.
Okay. I don't understand that pop culture reference.
One Tree Hill. Nathan Scott is a reference from One Tree Hill.
Yeah. One Tree Hill, I was like a year too old for One Tree Hill.
I never watched it. It's still on my list.
Okay, good. Okay.
He made my heart swell up like a freaking pimple. I know that's weird, but he chose me to be the one that he devoted himself to. He hadn't had any girlfriends through college and was somewhat of a player, but we had an instant connection, and I truly believed with all my heart that we would get married. We dated for 3 years. He was older than me, so he graduated first, and then he moved in with his mom, which, you know, isn't all that uncommon because people move back in with their parents after college to save money, right? So I graduated 2 years later, and I also moved in with his mom.
Okay.
It sounded really weird, and I felt judged when I told people, but it made sense for me to do this because we saved money. The plan was to save money until I got a job and started my career, and then we could afford to move out. Plus, my parents were on the other side of the country.
So 1 year down, and the time had come to move out on our own. I had landed a great job, and I felt like I could afford to move out and leave this small college town. We made plans, we had several discussions, and it was going to happen. Or so I thought. When it was time to sign a lease, he told me he didn't feel like he could go through with it, and he asked for one more year at his mom's place. As someone who values independence and setting goals and constantly moving forward, I was kind of distressed. This ultimately led to a devastating but mutual breakup. We weren't happy or bringing out the best in each other, and we knew we needed to end things. I moved out on my own, and it still is one of the most difficult decisions I've ever had to make, but I regret nothing. It was the best thing for both of us. I went on to make amazing friends. I lived alone for a year. I found roommates that I now consider family. I started intramural teams, and I gave a lot of time to my job, and I received 2 promotions since. I've grown in ways that I know would not have been possible if I had stayed in the relationship.
We still talk here and there, but there are no circumstances in which either one of us would say anything negative about one another, and there truly is so much respect.
We now enter phase 2. Someone else. Let's give him a debonair, whimsical name. Tristan.
No, we always use Tristan.
His name is Tristan. No, can we? So Tristan and I met through work.
Bethany, hot boy names.
There is no other hot boy
there
name.
There is.
Tristan is the only hot boy name.
Can we call him Alaric?
What?
Alaric is kind of a hot boy name.
Is that a name?
That's from the Vampire Diaries, Alaric. You don't think that's hot?
Okay, we're going to flip this soda stream cup, and Alaric is the bottom, and Tristan is the top, okay?
All right, whatever.
Ready? Call it in the air.
Ace. We call him Ace.
No, call it in the air. Bottom or top?
That's a hot boy name. Aiden. Aiden.
Aiden is, no, call it in the air. Bottom or top?
Ajax.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
What are we going to call him?
No, I was going to say call top or bottom in the air, flipping over Tristan or Alaric.
Bottom. That's where I feel most comfortable.
Flip it. Okay, hold on. Wait, flip.
Bottom.
All right. Which one was bottom?
Alaric.
Okay. I don't know if that's true. Fine. We're calling him Alaric, which I am against.
All right. Now we enter phase 2. Alaric.
Tristan.
Alaric and I met through work. We both work for a large company. He's an engineer and I'm a recruiter. We were mainly work friends for a while. He would invite me out here and there, but he lived in the city and I still lived in a suburb outside of the city, and I still made that commute to work. So things between us just never happened.
One other thing. Tristan was handsome as hell.
Alaric.
The first time I met him, I had severe pit stains and the red splotchy thing that happens to your chest when you talk in front of a crowd. I'm a natural small talker. I mean, it comes easily to me as selling pumpkin flavored scented anything comes to companies in the fall. But with him, I was nothing but a smashed pumpkin gourd withering away with any eye contact. Of course, I couldn't hang out with him when I had a boyfriend. That is just a huge no-no.
However, 7 months into our friendship, I moved into my apartment that turned out to be only just down the street from his. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, and you know, very casually, I was going through a devastating breakup.
Yeah.
3 months later, Alaric and I started dating.
She started dating Tristan. She says, okay, now I know what everyone's thinking. That is fast, girl. You just said you thought you were going to marry, what was Dothraki? Khal Drogo. Now you're pumping, spicing it up with the hottie Tristan in Cubicle G.
I spend way too much time on my computer, on my phone. It's a problem for me.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I spend so long for work and then just sort of keeping up on social media. And I realize it is completely messing with my head and my sleep. I'm getting eye strain and I'm being kept awake at night.
So that's why we partnered up with Movement's Everscroll blue light filter glasses.
So you've probably heard of blue light filter glasses. They help filter out the blue light from your devices that can give you that eye strain, especially if you're looking at a computer all day for work.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about Movement's Everscroll glasses, they don't have those yellow lenses that a lot of other companies' blue light lenses have.
Yeah, because that makes you look like a creepy person.
It makes you look like a creepy person. They come in really cute frames, though. They're like in round frames, clear frames, colored frames, whatever you like. Movement selection is always expanding with new traditional and fashion-forward styles to choose from.
I love that their frames are cute.
So get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com/taste. And that's spelled, Kathleen,
MVMT.com/taste. Shop Movement's Everscroll blue light filtering glasses. Protect your eyes and look great doing it.
Again, go to MVMT.com/taste and join the movement.
MVMT.com/taste. Alaric invited me out because I was new to the city and he knew that I was probably going through a breakup and he wanted to introduce me to people and probably to make out with me eventually. Yes. But, you know, he'll never admit that part.
So I tried to flake on him. I pushed him away, tried to set him up with a friend. I really tried to put away any feelings and stay single and provide myself with a proper mourning period. He was patient. He never pushed too hard, but we had chemistry I couldn't deny. Our first date was magical and he has truly made me a priority in his life. Part of me could not fully let him in because I was so hurt and guarded from my breakup, but I couldn't deny such a wonderful person, friend, and handsome lover.
I wanted to wait and I wanted the timing to be different, but he felt too special for me to push away anymore. And when we were dating for about 8 months, he was relocated to Chicago.
Aww.
And she said, you can say, maybe change the name of Chicago to a distant, faraway, mystical land if you choose.
I mean, no, Chicago is that.
So Chicagoville. Chicagoville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My instinct, you know, my instinct was to break up with Alaric right away.
Do you hate love?
I was like, there's no way that this long distance is going to work. And I really, truly believe that. And I was devastated, but I accepted it. And we went out to dinner to talk about it. And I was ready for a breakup. He was bewildered at my suggestion. He said, that's not how this works. We're going to make this work. I will do this, even if it takes saying no to the promotion.
Wow.
I wasn't used to this. My last relationship was just so black and white. And now with Alaric moving away.
Tristan. And now
you can
you're
finish.
So mad at me.
You can finish.
You're so mad at me. I'm sorry.
All right. So we didn't break up. Alaric and I. We've been doing 1 year of long distance, and we are really stronger than ever.
Wow.
I mean, we both made so much effort to see each other. We made each other a priority. So why am I reaching out to you?
She said, I seem so very happy. I'm blessed with a pretty perfect dreamy boyfriend who named Tristan and definitely not Alaric, who is a grown-up and puts me first. I have a great job, great friends. I'm doing great. Well, that's just at the surface. Beneath the surface, my mind and heart are at a constant battle. Moving on so fast from my last relationship, I did a great job at suppressing my feelings. If any country song comes on or I pass a Buffalo Wild Wings or I even think to look at old deleted photos, BW3, my stomach turns into a black pit. My heart falls down the pit, tumbles down into the caverns. I'm unable to reach, even with a long stick that has a dinosaur head at the end to help you reach things. I've never let myself grieve, and I think that also doesn't let my heart truly open up to Tristan. He's perfect. I can't seem to find flaws. He's smart, handsome. He loves things I love. He challenges me with opposing perspectives to help me grow. He deals with my feminist rants and tries to understand white man supremacy in the workplace as a white man Catholic raised boy of privilege. He checks all the boxes. I know if I never met, what's his?
Khal Drogo,
then Tristan would be the one. I would be sure I would marry him.
But I cannot let myself get to that point. I cannot truly let him in, even after 2 years of dating. It's been 2 years since I broke up with my ex, and I can't be as fully open to love him as I did with my first boyfriend when I was 19 years old. I sometimes creep into this dark place that, what if we tried again? What if we made an effort? Khal Drogo and I could be together if we tried harder.
My brain knows the answer. My brain knows everything happens for a reason, and I should be grateful for the time I had with Khal Drogo and everything he taught me. I'm proud that I moved out and I made myself the priority. I'm thankful for all of the friends I made and accomplishments that came because of it. But my heart is closed and I don't know what to do. I'm 2 years in with Tristan and I love him. I realize the timeline might be confusing. She added an illustration. It's okay. We understand the timeline. But I fear I'm being unfair to him because I never truly grieved the loss of Khal Drogo relationship. I don't want to lose him. I don't want to try and find someone else. I don't even think I want to be with my ex. I just don't know how to open up again. I feel like I have suppressed for so long, it's too late. We're on the verge of moving to a new and different state together through our company. The stars are aligning and our amazing bosses and supporters have made it possible for us to be together. My heart and brain, the war continues with a new battle. I know this is an amazing opportunity and everything we've hoped for. I know we have to do it. I know I'm so lucky to have him and that we've made long distance work for so long. We're approaching a finish line, but my heart worries.
It worries that he should be with someone that can open up in ways that I can't because of how quickly I moved on and the demons that I never faced from my last relationship.
My heart doesn't want to move out of a new home with happy memories alongside someone I love again. Is this normal to not let go of your first love for this long? To not be able to let people in no matter how badly you want to? To have a constant war between your brain and heart about what you should be doing and who you should be with?
Thank you for reading my novel, ladies. I truly appreciate everything you do for us, taste buds. Like I said, I'm not even sure what I'm looking for. All I know is that you are my friends and I wanted to share this with you. Even if it isn't featured on the podcast, I still feel extremely at ease putting these words that I've had in my heart for 2 years to two people that I trust and respect and appreciate. Love you both. Sansa.
Wow. Okay.
So. Ooh. Let's unpack.
Yeah, let's unpack. The little, like, he puts up with my feminist rants. I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
And, like, put that over here. I'm just going to assume.
Because if he...
I'm just going to assume that, like, he also is a feminist in that he believes women should, like, make the same amount of money as men. And that, like, he listens as you get frustrated and tries to understand his privilege. That's what I'm going to choose to believe.
It's so funny that that's the first thing that you want to comment on.
Because everything else, I think I know how I feel about it. That was really the only thing that I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that if men respect women, they want women to have equality. And to me, that's what being a feminist is.
Right.
So guys don't necessarily, like, need to be applauded for thinking that women are equal. But that said, I think you need to let go of your first love. I think it's natural to always have a special place in your heart for your first boyfriend, for your girlfriend, or your first true love. And sometimes that's hard to get past. I understand that.
Totally. Totally.
But you broke up for a reason. Mm-hmm. And you have this amazing guy in front of you who, A, is showing that he's committed. B, is showing you that he's willing to put in work. Mm-hmm. C, clearly worships the ground that you walk on. Mm-hmm. And why would you give that up? Unless you truly don't love him, in which case you need to walk away.
Yeah.
But it cannot be that you're walking away because you're still curious about your first love. Like, we're all still curious about things that we used to do. Like, I'm still curious about times tables, but I don't do them anymore. I'm still curious about long division, but it's not something that I have in my life.
I'm curious about running.
Yeah, right?
I run.
I'm curious about keeping a journal, which I only do in January.
Yeah. Your Januaries are very well documented.
They are, yeah.
Look, first of all, I think that you should go to therapy only because it's the best, and you need to be able to unpack all of these feelings that you have in a place that you feel safe and unjudged.
100%.
I'm also wondering, let's say that you truly are in love with this guy you're with right now, the guy you were long distance with, who you're now still with. Then I'm wondering if you're questioning the relationship because he's nice to you. Because there are so many people who are used to being in relationships where the person is kind of mean, yep, or they're hard to get, or you always kind of feel like you're chasing them a little bit, or the relationship isn't perfect, and so you're always kind of on your toes trying to fix it, so that when you get into a good relationship, it feels boring and you wonder if it's the right one.
Yeah, there are some people who are addicted to that drama.
Yeah.
And even if your first relationship, your first true love, even if there wasn't drama in that relationship, it feels dramatic because it's your first big relationship.
Yeah.
You know, when I was dating my husband, I probably was the same age as Sansa when this was going on. I broke up with Neil. He was still just my boyfriend then. And I was like, this is not the life that TV tells me I'm supposed to live.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to meet the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with when I'm 19 years old.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to move to the big city and like be like Charlotte and Samantha and Carrie and from Sex and the City. And I'm supposed to put my career first and then I'll meet somebody. Mm-hmm. So I broke up with Neil, and it needed to happen.
Yeah.
But it was also one of the biggest mistakes I ever made. But it needed to happen.
Yeah.
I was on a train with my friend Krista, who's so immensely Southern. She talks to everybody. And it's to the point where I'm like, Krista, stop talking to people. This is New York.
Stop being friendly.
And we were sitting in a three-seater. I might have told this story on the podcast before. I'll just go through it quickly. I was sitting in a three-seater on a public train. And Krista said to the woman sitting with us, hi. And Krista has this thing where she wants to hear everybody's love story.
Yeah.
She asks the woman, so what's your love story? Like, are you married? Do you have kids? Like, what's the deal? Tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
And the woman just launched out of nowhere into this whole thing about how when she was in her 20s, she was like, girls, I was your age. She must have been in her 50s or 60s. And she said, there's this guy who loved me, and I thought I was too good for him. I thought, oh, I'm going to meet somebody better. And actually, truly, he was a wonderful man, and I would have been happy with him for the rest of my life. But I turned him down, and now I regret it. And so I kind of took what this woman said, and I said, God damn it. Like, yeah. I have a good man. I love him. He loves me back. Like, why am I looking for drama?
Yeah.
Moving to the big city, having a career, then meeting the guy. No, like, the timeline in which things happen can be sort of funny.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And it's also, you know, you're looking back the way you were when you first got into your first relationship and you're like, my heart's not like that anymore. No, your heart will never be like that anymore because that was your first relationship. You hadn't had your heart broken. You hadn't gone through a breakup before. Like, you're never going to approach a new relationship exactly the same way you approached the one previous.
Yeah.
You're always going to sustain some hurt, but you're also going to sustain some growth and some knowledge.
And no two relationships are ever going to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you guys are about to move in with each other. You're about to move to a new city.
To a new city, yeah.
I would do it. I wouldn't break up with him. I would go to the new city and I would try it out for a little bit. Because if you don't, you're always going to say to yourself, I had this opportunity to move in with him. I had this opportunity for this new adventure in this new city. And I didn't take it because I was feeling insecure about our relationship together because I was still thinking about my first love. But the guy that you started dating, your first love, what was it? Khal Drogo. He's different now too.
Totally.
He's not the same person that you were dating.
It sounds to me like, look, I think that you just have to be honest with yourself. Do you want to be in this relationship or no? If you do, then be in it.
Yeah.
But if you don't and you're looking for a reason to break up with him, you don't need a reason. I think we said it a couple episodes ago. Like, if you truly are unhappy, the other person doesn't have to be a monster for you to end the relationship.
No, they're just not your person.
They're not your person. So if, you know, if on paper, Tristan Alegario, what was his name?
Tristan Alaric.
Alaric. He could be perfect on paper for you. Mm-hmm. But if in practice, for some reason, you're not feeling it and you know it's not right, he doesn't have to do anything wrong for you to end the relationship.
No.
but you do have to be honest with yourself about what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I think therapy is helpful in pulling apart what that looks like.
100%. Because your therapist may break it down for you in ways that Bethany and I are not breaking it down for you, and in ways that your friends couldn't ever break it down for you, and in ways that you yourself couldn't ever break it down for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that sometimes people are waiting for movie moments.
Yes.
They're waiting for grand, amazing, lightning from the sky gestures in that moment when you realize you're spending the rest of your life with the...
They meet you in the middle of the Brooklyn Bridge, and then you have really gross sex with each other.
And the fountain in Central Park lights up, and all of a sudden he's there in a tuxedo, and she's in a ball gown, and life doesn't happen that way.
No. Not always.
Sometimes you meet at work.
Yeah, and it's...
And that's it.
And it's great. And it's comfortable. And it's calm. And it's peaceful. And it's kind. But that... I don't know.
But you still truly have to love him.
Yes, and you have to want to be in it.
Yeah.
If you just aren't wanting to be there, you got to face up that that's something you have to then decide on. But you can't make it about anyone else. You can't make it about your ex. You can't make it about your current. It has to be like, I don't want to be in this relationship. And then you have to make that choice for yourself.
And if the only reason you don't want to be there is because you're still interested in going out and meeting other people, that might be the answer there in itself.
Yeah. Then you know. I mean, I would also look back and see what Khal Drogo is doing. Mm. Is he with someone? If he is, he's none of your business.
Yeah. Or did he... Is there a tech startup? Like, did he invent like a really cool app?
And is he how?
Because then he might have a lot of money.
Okay, money is no. Okay, Kathleen, shame on you.
I'm joking. Shame I'm joking. I'm joking.
No, look, you gotta be honest with yourself. You really have to be honest with yourself. Do you want to be with him or not? It doesn't have anything to do with your ex. Do you want to be with him or not? Yes, be with him. No, figure it out.
It's like a quiz in a magazine.
Yeah.
Yes, move forward. Go find an apartment with him in a new city.
Yeah.
No, break up.
Break up. Here's the other thing, really quickly. When you picture him dating someone else, does it make you jealous or does it make you relieved?
That is excellent advice.
Because that's how I knew that it was time to move away from a relationship once. I thought he might be cheating on me and I found myself relieved. And that's when I was like, oh, shoot.
Wow.
That's a test.
That's a good test.
It's not perfect, but it's worth a shot.
It's an excellent litmus test.
I think about you, Kathleen, doing a podcast with someone else. I'm ready to burn the place down.
Oh, Bethany, if you even tried to record anything with anyone else, I would hunt them down.
It's a good thing Two Dope Queens isn't on anymore. Because I was going to put my resume in.
All right, taste buds. If anybody has any insight for our friend Sansa here.
Yeah.
Sansa. I think this is a situation that a lot of us find ourselves in.
Yeah.
At one point or another.
Totally.
And I don't want Sansa to break up with Alaric because she wants drama and he's too vanilla.
Yeah. Sometimes calmness is exactly what you need and you should have. And that's not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
It's a good thing. Let us know. Keep us updated, Sansa. And yeah, let us know, taste buds, what your opinions are. You can email us at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us for this exciting bonus episode, Matters of the Heart.
Yes. Oh, I like that. We should do a segment called Matters of the Heart.
Oh, yeah. A recurring bonus episode. Yeah. #MattersOfTheHeart.
#MattersOfTheHeart. We will talk to you in a couple days, taste buds.